Message 1 was received at 8:10 a.m. today.
Hi, it's Chris.
It's Chris Sullentrop from our partners at Slate. Chris has been traveling with both the Bush and Kerry campaigns. He's currently with the Democrat, and he's noticed a curious development in one swing state. He left a radio blog on our voicemail.
We've been to Ohio 3 or 4 times in the past week, which is exactly where George Bush hasn't been. And so what people are wondering is, why isn't Bush in Ohio? He's going to be there today, Friday, but it'll be the first time in 19 days that he's been in the state, and he's only coming in for one stop in Canton and then leaving immediately and going to other states. So the question is, are the Bush people really confident about Ohio? Are they so confident that they know that they only need to send Arnold and Condi Rice and the Bush daughters and Dick Cheney, and that the candidate doesn't even need to be there? Or are they turning their attention to other states in case they lose Ohio? Are they trying to win Iowa and Wisconsin, for example, instead, you know, which add up to 17 electoral votes, which would mostly make up for Ohio's 20? It's hard to say, but there's an interesting theory that Ohio's not a swing state anymore, but we just don't know which way it swung. Bush's approval rating, you know, isn't particularly good in Ohio, even though the horse race polls are tight. And, you know, there's been a lot of job losses in Ohio. People on the ground in the state on the Democratic side are surprised and pleased that Bush isn't there. But words like inexplicable and bizarre they've used to describe Bush's absence. It's possible, though we don't have hard evidence for it, that the state is tilting Kerry's way. But we'll find out a week from Tuesday. Talk to you soon.
Analysis from Chris Sullentrop. He writes the On the Trail column for Slate.